You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right, it's white. Now there's a new Oxidol, a new white Oxidol, and it's making wash day history. Because new white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. Gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, you're right. With new white Oxidol, now you'll see shirts and sheets and pillowcases washed so white, so brilliantly white, you'll be amazed. You'll see tablecloths and napkins sparkle like new. Yes, every time you wash with new white Oxidol, whatever the weather, even when you dry your clothes inside, you'll always get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen. What's more, as long as you use new white Oxidol, your wash will stay white. White for the life of your clothes. White and bright. Your cotton dresses and gay prints will look fresh as a daisy. New white Oxidol is truly safe, wonderful for washable colors. So next wash day, see for yourself how white and bright your wash will be with new white Oxidol. Get some now. Your dealer has it. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, they say that true love never runs smooth. And while we don't know whether Joseph's interest in Ann Morrison comes under the heading of true love, one thing is certain. Their relationship has been anything but smooth. Joseph has been trying desperately to see Ann Morrison for days, and yet when Ma invited her and Alfred Sinclair for supper tonight, Joseph would have no part of it. He spent the rest of the evening walking about the streets of Rushville Center with bitterness in his heart. In the meantime, a telegram arrived at the Rushville Center house for Ann. It drastically changed Ann's and Alfred's plans. Right now, Alfred is calling Ma while Ann packs. Listen.
Hello, Ma. This is Alfred Sinclair.
Oh, yes, Mr. Sinclair.
Ma, I hope you'll forgive me for calling you so late in the evening.
Oh, that's all right. I was just sitting here thinking about our nice talk.
Well, I'm glad I didn't disturb you. Ma, I wanted you to be the first to know. Miss Morrison and I are leaving tomorrow.
Leaving, Mr. Sinclair?
Yes, it's all come about very unexpectedly. We'd planned to be here another several days to a week at least, but when I got back to the hotel, well, something has come up. Miss Morrison is very anxious to leave as soon as possible, so we're driving over to Fort William tomorrow, then chartering a plane back to New York.
Oh. Oh. Well, I don't know what to say. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're going. I knew it had to happen sooner or later, of course.
Well, we've really completed all of our work here. Miss Morrison in photography and I in my research.
Well, will we see you before you go?
Oh, by all means. I'm planning on that first thing in the morning. You can be sure I won't go without saying goodbye to you, of all people.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sinclair. You're both going, then?
Oh, yes. We continue as a team.
Of course. Mr. Sinclair.
Yes, Ma?
Have you seen Joseph since you was here tonight?
Why, no, Ma, I haven't. Is there anything you'd like me to do?
Oh, no. No, you're so busy packing and all. Joseph will be all right.
I'm sure he will, Ma.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear that you're leaving. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, in the morning.
Yes.
Good night, Ma.
Good night.
Phew. Oh, look, Alfred, there's just no point in trying to get it all packed tonight. The only sensible thing to do is to let Bulber stay over another day or so. He can pack up everything, then ship it back by mail. We can't possibly take it all by air anyway.
Well, we might as well finish up what we can tonight, save Bulba's doing it all alone.
Darling, what did you mean when you said, I'm sure he will?
When?
Just now, talking to Mrs. Perkins.
Oh, she asked me if I'd seen Joseph. Here, put these in, will you?
Yes. Well, you had dinner at Mrs. Perkins. That wasn't so long ago.
Joseph wasn't there, my sweet. Seems that when he heard we were coming to supper, he decided he didn't like us very much and left the house. He hasn't been back since. I imagine Ma thought he might have turned up here.
Poor Joseph. Now I'll never get a chance to talk to him, straighten things out. Alfred, I can't get another thing in this trunk.
Well, put the rest in the carton. I'm sorry about Joseph, too. As a matter of fact, I promised Ma tonight that you'd see him before we left and set his mind at rest. But that was before I knew we'd have to leave so soon. Well, can't be helped now, I guess.
Why, oh, why does my life have to be like this?
Now, darling, we've been all through that before.
Oh, I don't mean Joseph. I would have seen him, Alfred, and I'd have made him understand. If only I'd had time.
If only that telegram hadn't come?
Yes, if only that telegram hadn't come. Now he's back in my life. Oh.
Do you want me to answer?
No. No, let's not. Let's pretend we don't hear it. Maybe it'll go away.
That's ridiculous, Anne. I'm expecting several calls. New York hasn't phoned back yet, neither has the airport. They still haven't confirmed our plane for tomorrow.
Darling, if I were to pick up that phone and he were at the other end of it, I think I'd drop dead.
Oh, how perfectly silly, Anne. He has no idea where you are. You've allowed yourself to become completely panic-stricken because of that telegram.
Alfred, my sweet, you don't know about the man in my life. He may be crazy as a hoot owl, but he has a sixth sense. Why do you suppose he escaped from the asylum after all these years? They found a copy of the magazine next to his bed with our story in it. Oh, shut up! Darn it! Either you answer it, Alfred, I'm going to rip it out of the wall.
Hello?
Mr. Sinclair?
Yes? Ma?
Yes. Huh. Now it's my turn to apologize for disturbing you so late.
Oh, not at all, Ma. What is it?
It's Joseph. While I was just talking to you on the telephone, I thought that I heard someone come in. And then when I hung up, I heard the front door slam.
I see.
Only there was no one here. It seems like Joseph came in while I was talking to you.
Yes, Ma?
I'm afraid he heard me speak about your leaving Rushville Center tomorrow, you and Miss Morrison.
I see. And you think he might be coming down here now, is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's been so very upset, you know. I got a feeling that he might have taken a notion to run down to the hotel to see Miss Morrison.
That could very well be it, Ma. How long ago do you think he left?
Well, about as long as it's taken me to talk to you. I come right to the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Then he should be here pretty soon. All right, Ma, you try not to worry. Ann and I'll talk to him. I'll phone you later and let you know what happened.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sinclair. I just want the boy not to be hurt any more than he has been already. I'm not saying that he hasn't brought the hurt on himself.
I know, Ma. You just take it easy now. I'll phone you later.
What is it, Alfred? It's not about...
No, of course not. It looks as if Joseph is on his way here to see you.
Joseph?
Mm-hmm. He's just found out we're leaving tomorrow. You will see him, won't you? Anne.
Well, really, Alfred, at a time like this, I couldn't possibly...
You said a minute ago you were sorry you couldn't see him before we left. Now you can.
I said no such thing. I can't see him, and that's that.
Anne, stop it. You said you had every intention of talking to him before you left. Now here's your chance. Or are you just going to walk out on this little mess just as you have all the others?
Alfred, don't talk to me like that. How can you expect me to talk to Joseph with all that's just happened tonight? Really, if there's any more, I just won't be able to go on. Oh, be it, darling. Have the desk tell him I've gone to bed or anything.
Anne, will you please cut out the dramatics and listen to me? I've got a lot to say to you and not much time. You've got a job to do, my sweet. We're leaving Rushville Center tomorrow. Chances are very good that we may never return here.
I thought you wanted to settle here someday.
No. No, I'm afraid I've gotten away from the Rushville Centers of the world, their way of life. You were right when you said life here is too simple. People are too preoccupied with their own simple needs and problems. I'm afraid the world, the big outside world, has gotten too much with me for me to ever settle here or any place like it. Now, all I ask, Anne, is that when we do leave here tomorrow, we do so without either of us feeling ashamed. You've gotten involved before, and you've always just walked away from things when they got sticky. But this is different, darling. You can't walk away from this one. I can't anyway, and I don't think you can.
Oh, darling.
This place means a great deal to me. All right, I can never be a part of it, but still, it means a great deal to me. And Ma Perkins means even more than that. And for her sake alone, we've got to work this thing out with Joseph.
You mean I've got to work this thing out with Joseph?
Yes, Anne. You've got to undo the hurt that Joseph feels. You see? He's a very hurt young man. I know it's not going to be easy.
Oh, me.
Now, try to make him see that you really value him as a person, that you weren't just making sport of him.
But what will I tell him, Alfred?
Well, that, Anne, you'll have to work out for yourself. But you can do it. Now, just remember that you're going to help him rid his mind and heart of you. But most of all, you're going to give him back his self-esteem, his self-respect.
You don't think...
What?
Well, I wondered whether... Maybe if we were to present a united front to him...
You mean for me to be here when he arrives?
No. No, on second thought, it wouldn't work.
No, this is your job, Anne. All yours.
Lucky me. But what if he tries to get violent? You know, I've never tried to resolve one of my amours before. I've always just walked out on them when they got too difficult.
Well, there's the first time for everything. This is one you're not walking out on.
Rushville Center. Whose happy inspiration was it anyway, our coming here?
That's a little beside the point, Anne. It may prove even yet to have been all for the best. Well, good luck, darling.
Darling, you're sure it wouldn't be all right for both of us to see Joseph?
No, you've got to see him, and you've got to see him alone. And if it'll help any, Anne, somehow I think I'm going to be very proud of you.
You think you're going to be?
Mm-hmm. I'll know better after you've seen Joseph. Good luck again.
Oh. Happy day. Rushville Center, America's typical town. Well, come on, Joseph. Make your appearance. Let's get it over with. I'm waiting. You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, it's that new Oxydol white. Now you'll see your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxydol, the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. As you pour new white Oxydol into your washer, notice how white it is. But more important, see how white it washes your clothes.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
White is right. The whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had or seen. The cleanest wash is possible to get from any soap in the world. Now, even when you dry your clothes inside, you get the whitest Oxydol wash in history. And that new whiteness stays for the life of your clothes as long as you wash them in new white Oxydol. It's truly safe, too. Wonderful for washable colors. They actually come out brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, Anne Morrison awaits Joseph in her hotel suite. An angry, hurt, furious Joseph. She doesn't know it yet, but she's going to have two visitors this evening. Joseph and one other. And when they all meet, the results are going to be tragic, as we learn tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.